Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Miramar High School head coach A.J. Scott going to join us right now. Coach was in the news in the last couple weeks here, and I think he wants to get his point on the air right now. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
How are you?
A.J., this is Joe. Hey, listen, I know.
How you doing, Joe?
Good. We got the video. I think everybody's seen it over the last couple of weeks. Just to set everything up, you guys lose to St. Thomas 36-0, and there's video of you walking on the field. I guess after a timeout to talk to the referees about some things you'd seen, and they threw the flags. We see that. We see you out in the middle of the field. You get a 3-month suspension for it, and you felt, I know, that it wasn't fair. So tell us your side of the story on what you were doing by going out on the field and what you wanted to get accomplished.
Okay, first I want to say that night there was no brawl. There was no fight.
Right.
There was no bench clearing, and that's because I called a timeout.
Right.
My job is to do what's best for my team. And what happened was, it's nothing to do with football. It was nothing to do with X's and O's. It was the physical abuse that was being allowed by the referees. I knew at some point my kids was going to hit back. So you've seen the chokehold already. We also have the punch. It's another punch that we never even released, because I don't want to make St. Thomas a bad. I don't want to put a bad name out there for St. Thomas. So I didn't even release the second punch. So I got two punches on film and a chokehold. So basically what happened was, towards the end of the game, 2 minutes left, we just want to go back to Miramar. We done. You know, we lost the game. We can deal with that. It's football. We all know that. X's and O's, whatever. You want the game. We want to go back and get ready, look at the film and see what you did wrong, and get ready for the next week. So I look in the corner of the end zone, and one of the players had pinned my player to the ground, and he's choking him. So I started to, like, go down there, and, like, cause he had him pinned, like, pinned, but he couldn't get him under him. So I started to go down there, but something said, no, he said, go down there. People are going to follow. You don't know if the coach is going to follow, the kids are going to follow, whatever. So I stopped. So finally, the referee in the corner of the end zone finally gets involved and tell the kid, you can hear on the video, let him go, let him go. He's saying, let him go. The kid's still choking my kid. Let him go, let him go. I'm going to have a chat with him, let him go. Finally, he lets the kid go. I'm thinking, this kid gone. I'm like, oh, yeah, he out of there. Oh, just 15 yards. That's it? I'm like, wow, okay. But anyways, we'll move on. The game almost over. The exact next play, I'm not going to say the kid's jersey number. The kid throws a punch. He's on film. If you look at the same clip with the chokehold, at 1 minute 43 in the middle between the hatches, it's a referee standing right behind the punch. I seen him with my own eyes. He turned. He punched him in the face. Boom. He hit my number 47. My kid turns around, looks at the ref. Like, ref, like, okay, you gonna do something? So when I see the ref didn't throw the flag, I said, okay, wow. I got to get control of this. This going to get ugly. So that's when I looked at the ref on the sideline, called the timeout.
Right.
I was granted the timeout.
Mm-hmm.
So I got granted the timeout. I proceeded to walk on the field. The head whitecap put in his report that I charged, ran on the field like I was some type of animal. Look on the video.
No, you're just walking. Yeah, you were walking.
He put in his report, I ran and charged on the field like I'm a bull. So anyways, I walk on the field. And as I'm getting closer to him, I'm saying, I want to talk to the white hat, because I knew I had to talk to him. He's the head guy.
Right.
I did not address the referee that was standing right behind the punch, which, I mean, that's sad he didn't say anything, but he was standing right there to my right. I didn't say anything to him. I was going to the white hat. I'm the head coach. He's the head referee. We're supposed to deal with one another. So as I'm walking, I got closer to him. Now, I was saying, I want to talk to the white hat. I want to talk to the white hat. That's all I was saying. Never cursed at him.
Okay.
Never pointed at him.
Because he said he felt threatened. Is that what I heard?
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, after you throw me out, you got to put something in your report. And I'll tell you this, Joe. Yeah. And like I said, his name is Bob McKinney, the head white cap. I knew something was weird. in the first quarter with this with the white hat, but you know, just football. You know, I'm thinking about football stuff. I'm not thinking about whatever he had going on. So I'll tell you this real quick. I put it together after I seen this report. In the first quarter, during the water break, I goes to the white hat. I say, white hat, one of the St. Thomas linemen is grabbing my guys, and I'm showing with my hand movements, grabbing my own shirt. I say, they're grabbing my linemen, and they're doing this. And he told me to put my hands down. So I'm, like, I got confused when he said it. And he said, yeah. Hey, coach, put your hands down. So I put my hands down. I'm like, what? So I just, okay, well, I don't know what he's talking about, but they're holding us. So the second time at half, I went right back out. Halftime, we trying to regroup for the second half. I went to the white hat one more time. Mm-hmm. And I went, and I grabbed my collar, Joe. I swear, I would not lie to this guy, Bob McKinney. I grabbed my collar and pulled on my own shirt and said, Ruff, they doing this. He said, coach, didn't I tell you to put your hands down?
Wow.
No hand gestures. I said, what? Yeah. Okay. Wow. And I moved on.
Yeah.
So that threw me off. I didn't put it together until after I seen his report on me. I said, this guy, what did I say to this guy? Never cursed at him, Joe. I never cursed at him. I got everybody judging me. I even heard you last week say, Coach Scott, you know him better. I'm like, no, better, Joe. I love you guys. I've been coaching since 05. I've been in my job 18 years with government. I have some sense, Joe. I'm not going to go out there and tell anybody. You know,
AJ,
my job is to represent my kids.
AJ, have you thought about putting this video together, especially the things that happened during the game, and sending it to the Yahoos up north? Or are you just going to stay away from it? Or how are you going to handle this to get your side out?
We're still fighting it. I'm trying not to, like I said, as far as St. Thomas, we have a rivalry with St. Thomas, but I don't want to dirty St. Thomas up, you know, trying to get back on the field. But we have sent the chokehold in the corner and the first punch. We did send that in, and they took it from 12 months. Originally, I got 12 months, Joe.
Yeah.
Nobody called my phone. Nobody said, who are you, Mr. Scott? What's your background? Look at my background. Clean record.
Yeah.
Never did a drug. No.
Right.
Clean as a whistle.
Clean.
I'm clean
right.
as a whistle. Nobody never called me or anything. All of a sudden, I got called in Miramar High, and they said, the state giving me 12 months. I said, 12 months for what? I never cursed at them. I never pointed at them. I never charged them. And he said he was threatened. He felt threatened.
He felt threatened, right. Right.
I mean, what the heck did I do? I looked at you with big eyes. I mean, what? It's a lot of coaches in Broward County going to contest the call, and I wasn't even contesting a football call. I was upset about my kids getting hit, and how long you guys are going to let this go? It's 2 minutes left. Last thing I need is a brawl on my head to go back to Miramar to explain to my principal, my boss, that I can't control my football team. So I knew I had to call a timeout.
Right.
Joe, we talked our kids all the time about not retaliating. All the time. He did the right thing. I did the right thing. I called the timeout. He put his hands up, and my kid was not rewarded by the referees by doing the right thing. He didn't touch him back.
So the whole
if we did hit back, if we did hit back,
right.
And you know this for a fact, and it was a brawl at St. Thomas High, my whole school would have got dirted up. The thugs of Miramar came. St. Thomas and fought because they lost the game.
Yeah,
I stopped
no
that
question.
From happening.
Right. Yeah, hey, AJ, is there anything you could have done differently? I see that video and people think, oh, look at him, he's going out and he's mad, and like you said, he's down in the game and everything else. Is there anything as you look back you could have done differently, or would you do it all the same way again?
First of all, if I was 5'5", 100 pounds, I'm pretty sure I won't be talking to you right now. I think you're at the end of the day.
Smaller guys a lot better off, no question.
Okay, we all know that if I was 5'5", 100 pounds, I would not be talking to Joe Rose right now. Okay, but at the end of the day, when I called the timeout, the only thing I probably should have waited on the sideline I tried to talk to him a couple of times anyway. But maybe I could have waited until he came to me since I called the timeout. But like I said, the referee to the right, when I seen the punch, when you see that and you see the refs, I mean, it is like, wow. It's almost like you're shocked. Like, you're standing, you're looking right at the referee, and he see them, and you can see on film. If you look at the film, 1 minute, 43 seconds, you'll see the ref standing right behind the punch. You'll see my kid head pop back. You will see his head pop back. And it's just like I almost was in shock. Like, we already got a tail whooping. I take the tail whooping, but not physically. Now, I got to go on to these parents. Yeah. Now, I let the kids go to St. Thomas, get punched and scratched.
Yeah.
Which is not right.
AJ, did St. Thomas coaches say anything about the way their players behaved or you didn't hear anything from them?
Not really. I don't think they was aware of everything because, like I say, it's happening during a football game.
Yeah.
But I have it all. I have everything. I have all the clips on tape, you know. But I did speak to Coach Harriet, and he didn't understand why I was tossed out. And he was like, Coach, what did you do? Like, they was puzzled right. why I got tossed out the game also because they didn't think I was a threat. And when I went to St. Joe, also, police officers all around the field. I know you don't call a lot of them. Maryland police was there. Nobody came on the field to grab. I'm a big guy.
Yeah.
Nobody came to talk to me. If he was so threatened,
right.
all the police officers around the whole football
That's
field.
Right. Yep. They got plenty of police
Nobody
officers out there.
Nobody came to me.
Right.
Nobody came to
Coach,
came
I got to believe though. If you needed to be physically restrained by other coaches, like it says in this report, and then you broke free from your players and assistant coaches, I'm only assuming, and I've been to a couple high school games, there would have been four or five cops on the field pulling you back, probably putting you in handcuffs at that point. So, I'm watching the video over and over again while we're doing this. And that referee, from what I listen, I don't know what you said, and I have no idea what was said between you and the refs, but you weren't even all the way out to midfield before the first two flags were thrown. Yeah, I'm watching it.
They hit me with a barrage before we got out there. You know, so that's what I'm like. And I had 10 coaches on the sideline. I'm the head man of Merrimack High School. You think my 10 coaches is going to let me go attack a ref and not come up? I would have had the whole staff grabbing me. I'm a strong guy. I'm not going to lie. I'm a pretty strong guy. You know, it's going to tell you, if I want to move, I would have moved a lot of people.
Hey,
know, so I'm just like,
AJ, what's next? What's next now? How do we – what's next? There's a lot of high school people driving in listening right now. What's next on this whole thing for you? What do you do?
To be honest, Joe, and I would love for you to get Bob McKinney, the head referee on the radio, for him to make it right. Just, hey, he made a mistake. He misjudged, you know, whatever he thought I was trying to do, whatever. Just do the right thing. Don't
right.
take my whole career. Have this on my record. I got family members calling me from out of town. What did you do? I got to explain this to all 100 people at my job, at the government job.
Right.
And it's like, I didn't do anything. Did you press out? No. Did you point at them? No. Did you do? No. So why are you spending it? I don't know. And that's where we're at. And
AJ,
I need to stay.
You
got to
keep your
side.
Job. The school's backing you, right? Miramar High School's
yes.
got your back.
Oh, yeah,
so that's good.
Ms. Formoso, yes.
Good.
She has my back. Yes, Ms. Formoso. Francois has my back, and that's why I feel good because I know the school knows
right.
I represent them, and I try to do the right thing. Just a misunderstanding between me and the white hat, and only he can make this right. I don't want to sit out just because he misjudged my size,
yeah.
I guess, and felt threatened, you know, which is sad.
Yeah. AJ, we'll try to reach out, but, you know, these things, you know how they get. I mean, these things are hard, and I've had two or three former teammates that are coaches get kicked out for the year. I don't want to say any names, but Jeff Dellenbach was one. But of guys that have, like, not these things have happened, too. So, anyway, man, I appreciate you coming on and telling your side
you,
of the
Joe.
Story. AJ, hang in
thank
there,
you,
okay?
Man. All right, thank you.
Appreciate it, man. AJ
Thanks,
Scott.
Coach.
Miramar head coach. I want to tell a story about
Interesting
stuff.
Story.
You know, Coach Harrett's a pretty good guy, man.
Right,
so
right.
It's like, I will say one thing. Coach Harrett doesn't usually put up with any trash. Jason Taylor doesn't, he's over there with him, doesn't put up with any stuff. So, again, I wasn't there at that game. I was down south. But, anyway, I hope it all works out. AJ's a good guy, man. Good guy and known for a while from going out and being out for Miramar High School games. So, we'll have more stuff get to. That's kind of not much you can say, man, because,
no.
you know, I wasn't there. And, it's you know, he's got a story and – But once that official, he's right. Once the official says, I felt threatened.
It's over. It's over for the coach,
like,
right?
Oh, yeah. Safety of those guys. And listen, the officials, you talk about two groups of guys that don't make a lot of money, high school coaches and officials.
That's right. You're
the
right.
The two most underpaid of all. You know?
Wow.
So for what
it's a hell
they
of a
do.
Report on the other side, too, with this referee put in.
Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.